686-223.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, it's a beautiful morning, and this morning we're broadcasting live from beautiful Cape Cod, Sandwich Agway, located on Route 6A, and we'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. So, great day for this. This is their fall open house. They have so many activities going on from 10 o'clock until 2. Bring the kids, bring the whole family. Pumpkin bowling. They have hay rides, all kinds of activities, and we'll tell you about it during the day. But come on over. You'll have a great time. It's a time to decorate corn stalks, Indian corn, pumpkins, beautiful mums, your fall asters, cabbages, kale, all in bloom. Just a wonderful time. It's a nice morning, too, nice and crisp. Great day to get outside, plant your bulbs, and prepare for the fall season. It's here. It's official. It's now fall, and let's think like it's fall and clean our gardens, fertilize the lawn, and get ready for the changes that we are in the midst of. The trees are getting colorful. They're getting beautiful right now, and we're here to help you with that. So if you need some help, the number to call is 800-259-9231. Let's work together for you to have a wonderful, absolutely wonderful gardening season. And it all begins with your local nursery to decorate. Mums, asters, a perennial, Montauk daisy. Those are perennial. This is a wonderful plant. It's a plant that blooms during the month of October. There's no other perennial that's in bloom at that time of the year. You've had a frost. Everything is done. And out of nowhere, this daisy develops. Your cabbage, your kale, all kinds of colors, purple, green, white, variegated, all kinds of very unique colors and shapes, as well as textures. What's nice about the cabbage and the kale, it will last beyond Christmas. So if you want something with some color in your yard, on your front stairs, to say welcome. Cabbage, kale is wonderful. It can snow. Cabbage and kale will laugh at the snow. You shake it off, put it back on your front stoop, and it will stay like that for many, many, many weeks. So take advantage of that. Now, I know a lot of you are going to be decorating, and if you're going to be buying straw or hay, be very careful. Hay is for horses. Straw is for weed control to help hold back the water in your ground as a mulch. And straw can be used to protect roses, hydrangea, and newly planted ground covers. So when you go to the garden center, if you want to protect your roses or blue hydrangea, make sure that you ask for straw. Straw is kind of a golden color, very coarse, very uniform in appearance, and usually costs more money than hay. Hay is going to be brown. You're going to see a lot of different textures in it because it's from a farmer's field. And in the field are all weeds. If you buy hay for decorating, great. When you're done, put it in your compost pile. Do not put it as a protection for your shrubs because it's full of weeds. And the weeds will spread throughout your whole garden. So you want straw, not hay. Hay is for decorating only, okay? So go to your garden centers. Let's get the place looking good. It's a fun time of the year. All of your tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths need to be planted at this time of the year so that in April and May, you'll have beautiful color when you really need it. And some of these bulbs, if you plant it on the south side of the house, up against the house, up against a fence or a wall, someplace where the heat can build, these plants will bloom even earlier, depending on where you live. At my house, I plant crocuses on the southeast corner of my house. On the southeast corner of my house is where my dryer vent is. The ground warms up there faster because of the dryer, and I will have color there in late March. Even though I live in Maine, because when the dryer comes on, it melts the snow. The ground can warm up ahead of schedule. It may have a little bit of lint on it, but it's still color. So pull off the lint, enjoy the beautiful crocuses ahead of everybody else. So start planning. If you have a wedding during May, if you go to your local garden center and say, my daughter's getting married in May, what can I plant in far as bulbs so that the house looks festive for the event? And they can help you choose the right tulip or daffodil that will bloom for your event. Planning right now. The number to call, 800-259-9231. You give John a call. He'll get you set up. We'll work together, and we'll all have a wonderful fall season. Now, a lot of the nurseries are having sales at this time of the year. Take advantage of the sales. Get some planting done. The ground is nice and warm right now. And because it's warm, you can get a big jump on the season. Dig a good-sized hole, just like you would do if it was May or June. Put some compost. Blend it in well. If your soils are sandy, a little bit of soil moist to help retain the moisture in the ground. Set your plants in. And between now and when the ground freezes, the plants that you put in will grow roots 1 to 3 inches long. And that's more than enough to get established for the spring. Now you're ahead of the season. So take advantage of the sales. Go to your nursery. Trees are wonderful. Now, if you're planting a new tree, you're only going to have a little bit of root growth. So what I want you to do is to get a staking kit. A staking kit will help a great deal. It will hold it in place. That way, when the wind starts to blow and move that top back and forth with the wind, there's always a reaction below ground. So stake any tree that's above 6 foot. If it's a big evergreen, like a big tall arborvitae, you should be okay. But you want to get them in as soon as possible. But dogwoods, crabs, magnolias that are 7, 8, 9 feet really need to be staked to get through the first winter. So you would stake them now, leave the stakes attached all winter, next spring, and then in July, remove the stakes. They should be well rooted into the ground at that time of the year. So it really is important that you do things like that. And if you planted some new fruit trees this year, if you live in an area where there's a lot of tall grasses, maybe some woods in that area, you have to keep saying to yourself, fruit trees' bark is sweet. It's tasty. If there are any rodents that live in the tall grasses, in the woods where your fruit trees are, there's a possibility that they could come out and eat the bark during the winter. You need hardware cloth with half-inch holes, and you make like a little cage about 3 feet tall. Push it into the ground about an inch, make a cage, and that way the mice will not be able to eat the bark and kill the tree.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right. One application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Penn Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's a nice morning. We're on beautiful Cape Cod today, and it really is a nice fall day. Temperatures are expected to be in the 60s. So, you know, get up, have a cup of coffee, read your Sunday paper, come on down and see me. And if you have a weed problem or an insect problem or, you know, whatever you have, bring me a piece of it. Bring me the bug, bring me the weed, and we'll try and identify the problem. And that way I can help you to solve a problem that you can work on and get it taken care of before the season is over. The fall season is wonderful. It's short. You know, you have all of September, you have all of October, part of November, and then it's over. So if you're going to be doing some yard work, let's get going on it. And again, bring me your problems. I'm here. We are on Cape Cod. We are at Sandwich Agway on Route 6A. I'll be here until 2. We'd love to see you. Don, are you ready to do a little bit of gardening?
Oh, yes. I am absolutely raring for some gardening right now.
Who do we have up first, Don?
First, this is Barry from Portland, Maine, who has a question about hydrangea transplants and also the product Super Thrive.
Okay. Barry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm bringing you my problems this morning.
Okay, that's what I'm here for.
I know. I transplanted some kind of hydrangea. It's a white bloom that off of a property that had no light, no water, no fertilizer for a year. And I transplanted it and used compost and peat and gave it a bit of a jolt of Super Thrive.
Yeah.
And the upper leaves, maybe the first four, are green and beautiful, and the rest of it looks very dead.
Yeah.
So I'd like to know if there's anything else I can do for it. And the other question is, the Super Thrive, when can it be used now, and how often, and all that.
Okay. As far as the foliage falling, the lower leaves, don't worry about it. It is September. Your days are getting shorter. And these plants are preparing to go dormant during the winter. And a lot of you are going to be going to nurseries, you're going to be looking at shrubbery, and the leaves are going to be yellow, there'll be a pile of leaves under them. Don't panic. What I want you to do is, if you take your fingernail, you scratch through the stem, if there's green underneath the bark, the plant is fine. In your particular situation, you transplanted it, as long as there's still green on the plant is fine. If all of the leaves were drooping, they were turning yellow, and they fell, then I'd be a little bit concerned. The lower leaves come off the plant first. They drop from the bottom, working their way up. So that's natural. You can use that Super Thrive every couple of weeks. It's water soluble, which means that if you get a good rain, it's gone. But it's absorbed quickly, and that's what you want, is something that's short-term. You need to get the food in it now to help to get the roots out into the ground to get it established. Long-term fertilizer would be for a plant that's well-caught, that doesn't need that extra help. So take your Super Thrive every 2 weeks until there's no leaves. When there's no leaves on the plants, there's no need to put any fertilizer. And I'd be willing to bet, Barry, in the next month, that plant will be all by itself and ready to go. So you've done well. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you another Sunday. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Linda from Maine, who has a question about landscaping.
Linda, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. You were talking about planting bulbs. I like to plant edible landscape, and I was thinking about planting more crocuses because I heard that you can use the threads or whatever, the centers, the orange part for saffron.
But you need a special crocus. You need to buy a saffron crocus. Your regular crocus that you buy will not give you saffron. So, and not many nurseries carry it, plus the flower is smaller than your regular crocus. You probably should go on the internet or to a bulb catalog. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. The new EcoSmart Home Pest Control is organic and non-toxic, plant-based formula containing essential oils. Essential oils are nature's pesticides, safe to use around kids and pets. It will kill and repel over 100 home-invading pests. Its fast-acting formula will kill on contact. Food-grade ingredients make EcoSmart safe to use in the kitchen, around food preparation areas, and storage. Will not harm your environment. Look for the green and white package with a red safety seal. It's not just smart, it's...
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parrott Gun Club. It's Sunday morning. It's going to be a nice day. So plan some outside activities where they're going to go pick apples. You're going to buy your bulbs, some mums, get them planted. It's a great time of the year, and you don't normally get a good weekend, a full weekend like this. Yesterday was gorgeous. Where I live in Maine, we were in the high 80s. It was wicked hot. Today, mid-60s, back to normal. So get outside. Let's get some activities going with the kids. Pick some apples. Go to craft fairs. If you live on Cape Cod, we're at Sandwich Agway, 10 to 2, all kinds of activities. Come on down. We'd love to see you. And if you have a question, call us right now, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is Charlie from Andover, Massachusetts, who has a question about hydrangeas.
Charlie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
Yeah, regarding a blue hydrangea I planted, I'm getting a tremendous amount of growth. It grew about 3 times its original size, with about 3 or 4 flowers on it down low. What's wrong with it?
Well, if it grew 3 times its size, it must really like what you did for it and where you put it in the ground. Now, all of the new growth that was made this year, Charlie, those branches are going to bloom for next year, because the blue hydrangea, for the most part, makes the new growth the first year, the second year, the buds form on that year-old growth. So you should have a ton of flowers next year. The flowers that came this year came on the growth that was made the previous year. So when you bought it, if the plant was 18 inches tall and 18 inches wide, and you had, you know, 8 or 10 branches, you had the possibility of getting 8 to 10 flowers. Next year, by tripling its size, you went from 8 to 25 branches, so you have the possibility of having 25 flowers on that plant. What you need to do is this. If you live on Cape Cod, it's not a problem. Once you leave, and once you cross the bridge, and you get into colder climate, then there's a problem. And what you need to do is to winterize those hydrangeas. When all the leaves are off, put an anti-desiccant spray, wilt-proof, wilt-stop. Just spray it right on the branches, and it seals it, preventing moisture loss during the winter. If you live where it's really cold, southern Maine, southern New Hampshire, Worcester in Massachusetts, then you need to insulate even more. And you should put 12 to 15 inches of pine bark mulch soil over the plant, making a mound like an igloo, 12 to 15 inches tall and wide, just to insulate the branches, and that will help you to have more flowers for next year. The one thing that you cannot do for blue hydrangea at this time of the year, you cannot prune. If you prune your hydrangea where you made the cut, there's not going to be enough time for the plant to make a callus. Because there's no callus, when the winter winds blow through your plant, it will pull moisture out. And you'll have dehydration and dieback of your stems. So if you have the blue or the pink hydrangea, never, ever prune in the fall. You do your pruning in the spring as the new growth develops on the plant, but do not prune in the fall of the year, and you'll be fine, okay? No food. If you look at the plant, the leaves are beginning to change color, and that's because the plant knows that winter's coming. It's changing from green to light green, eventually to yellow. The energy is being sent down the stem into the roots where it's stored for the winter. So mulch them, wilt-proof, a little bit of mulch around them, and do the pruning in the spring as the new growth forms on the branches, and that will be just to control the height. But for now, no pruning, and make sure that you do protect them. Otherwise, you will not have any flowers. Now, if we can help you, call right now, 800-259-9231. We'll talk with Don. He'll get you set up, and we'll work together to have a great gardening season. This is a great time for planting. The nurseries are having sales. All I want you to do is, if you're going to be buying a plant, look it over. Just don't say, oh, it's 50% and buy it. Look at the root ball. If it's in a plastic pot, no problem. But if it's wrapped in burlap, examine the root ball. Make sure that it's firm. If you pick up the plant and the root ball is all soft and kind of mushy, the burl up is broken, you may want to rethink about buying that particular plant. Scratch the branches with your fingernail near the tips. If there's green underneath the bark, it's alive. If you scratch the branches and it's brown, that's not a good thing. If you bend the branch and it snaps, it's kind of brittle, then you've got a problem. So if you shop where there's quality, if you shop where the nursery is clean, it's well kept, they're going to take good care of those plants. But if you get to the nursery and there's weeds, plants are all over the ground, a lot of things don't look very good, then you're probably not going to get something that's very good. Start with quality, and you'll be in wonderful, wonderful shape. Again, our phone number, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Bert from Lowell, Massachusetts, who has a question about coleus.
Bert, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a very large coleus, and recently it's been forming a couple of spikes on the top, of course. Is this the seeds attempting to form?
Yes.
How do I treat them, and when do I salvage them?
Okay. When the coleus makes a flower spike, usually it's kind of a purpley-blue color, a little blue flowers, and they're open for maybe a couple of weeks. They start to develop from the bottom of the spike working its way up. So just keep it watered, keep it happy, and when you see that the top spike, the top flower on the spike is going by, there's a very, very good chance that the bottom of a spike has already made a seed pod. And you can tell, just take your fingers and squeeze where the flowers are at the bottom of the spike. And if you feel a little, like a little pod, a little ball, round ball, kind of open up the foliage around the pod. And you need to wait until it dries. So you've got to keep the plant alive as long as possible. But once you see that that pod has gone from a bright green to a kind of a tan or a brown color, then it's ready. Cut the spike. Put the whole spike in. You can use a regular paper envelope. And leave it open so that the air can get in there. And what will happen is that spike will start to dry out. The pod will actually burst open. And in the bottom of the envelope, you will have some little brown or black seeds that you can save and replant next spring. And you'll be able to have many, many more plants. It has to be paper. If you put it in a plastic bag, as that foliage and that plant material begins to dry, it's gonna evaporate. And that moisture is going to build up on the side of the plastic bag with condensation, and then it's going to rot. And then you'll have nothing. So it's very important, paper bag, and try and allow those seed heads to mature as much as possible. The other thing that you can do, go to your garden center. You can buy little tin foil envelopes of rooting powder. And you can take cuttings of that coleus. Take a piece about 6 to 8 inches long. Pull the bottom 2 inches of leaves off. Dip the end of the stem in the rooting powder, shake off the excess, and just buy a bag of potting soil, some little 4-inch pot, put a cutting or two in the pot. Keep it moist. Nice sunny window. And that coleus will root. And you'll have a nice plant that you can enjoy with colorful foliage all winter long in your house. Now, the stem that you're trying to root, if a seed had developed, pick it off. Because you don't want the plant to try and make a flower and roots at the same time. You want it to concentrate on the roots only. And just keep removing the flowers on that stem that you're trying to root. And you'll have a beautiful, beautiful plant with colorful foliage all winter long. I always do that, especially if you get a very unusual variety. Now, the seeds, if you've got more than one variety of coleus planted, it's not a guarantee that the seeds are going to be the same as what your plant is because they're all hybrids. And if you've got four, five, six different types of coleus, the bees are going to move the pollen from one plant to the other, and the seeds that you plant will have characteristics of all of its parents in the same pod. So some will be exactly, some will be like the one next to it, some will be three plants over. They'll all be in the same pod. Okay? 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Doris from Maine, who has a question about buttercups.
Okay, Doris, we're coming up on a break. As soon as we get back, we'll go right to you. 800-259-9231. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
After you work hard and long to make your yard look great, don't let wild animals destroy all you did during the fall and winter months. This year, use Repelzol from Bonide Lawn and Garden. One application will last for up to 2 months. Repelzol protects your plants from damage with its unique triple repellent power of touch, taste, and smell. Repelzol is the most comprehensive animal repellent on the market today and has a satisfaction guarantee or your money back. That's Repelzol.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. We're talking with Doris. Doris, good morning. How can we help you today with your garden?
We have been inundated with buttercups, and we have animals, and I don't want to use any chemicals in the lawn.
Okay. I'm trying to think what you could do. See, this, it's a broadleaf weed, and you can use, there are some organics, but the problem with the organic weed killers, they will kill everything. Now, there's one called Burnout, and for a driveway or a walkway, that will take care of it. But if you take the Burnout, which is natural and organic, and you spray it on your lawn, you're going to kill the grass too. So as of right now, and I've just come back from 2 weeks of various trade shows, I have not found anything organic or natural that will only kill broad leaf weeds. So what I would suggest that you do is this. Rather than treat the whole lawn, just treat the weed. So instead of buying a bag of a broadleaf weed killer and covering the whole lawn, buy a mister bottle of the product and spray the individual weeds. That way you can kill the weeds. It won't hurt the grass, and you won't have to worry about hurting the animals because you're putting a very minimal amount of chemical weed killer. But as of right now, Doris, there is nothing organic or natural that you can put on your lawn that knows the difference between good and bad. The chemicals that we have today are designed to kill grasses or broadleaf weeds. So if you have animals, if you can keep them off until it dries, there won't be a problem. So just buy a ready-to-use broadleaf weed killer. A day like today, as soon as the sun comes out, nice and warm, spray the individual weeds, just those particular weeds and nothing else, and that way you have a minimal amount of a chemical on your grass. And if you can keep the animals off until it dries, you'll be in great shape. But there's nothing else, and there's no other way right now unless you get down on all four and you hand dig them. That's the only other way that you can control the weeds without using a weed killer. Thank you. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Lou from Maine, who has a question about Montauk daisies.
Lou, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Question morning. For you on Montauk daisies. I've had mine for a few years, and this year for the first time, I have some yellow leaves on the stems, not on all the branches, but just on some. So I was wondering what causes that, number one, and number two, what should I do about it? I did trim some of the yellow, the edges of the yellow stems off just to make the overall plant look better.
Right. Part of the problem, Lou, is the weather that all of New England is getting right now. The month of July, we had no rain. The month of August, we had very little rain. So we're probably down about 5 or 6 inches. So the plants are under stress. And if you look at the trees where you live, the colors that are beginning to appear are not vibrant. They're kind of dull, kind of a dull orange or a dull red, kind of a muddy yellow. They're not brilliant like they should, and that's caused by the lack of moisture in the ground. And that's part of the reason that the lower leaves are falling from your plant, is to try and keep the moisture available for the tips, because the tips of the branches, the top of the plant, is where your flower buds are. So by sacrificing the lower branches, the lower leaves, it needs less water so that the top of the plant stays better looking. So don't panic. Everything is fine. The plant next year will be just as beautiful, but water by you would help.